This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, ESPN App, Sirius XM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us in the Goodyear Hotline. Chris Mortensen will join us in about 10 minutes
to
go around the NFL.
Let me some more.
Chris Canty in the 2 o'clock hour. Yes, you heard us right. 2 o'clock hour, as around the country, you'll get what New York was getting, that extra third hour. You're welcome. So, we begin, Bart Scott, with, I mean, the NFL is just not disappointing at all. What's the matter?
For some reason, my computer's not charging.
Are you plugged in?
No, I am plugged in.
Are you sure?
Does the battery pack work here? That's
you want to check your connection.
Forget about me. I'll figure all this out, man. Let's go to what we saw yesterday because I'm jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Well, before we get into all that, you want to mute that? That'd be great. So be part of Barton Hahn Nation. See, we're already getting calls on the Dr. Pepper call in line.
Yes.
ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. College football's back. So are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper. The one fans deserve. The number. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 for you to be part of the conversation today on a Football Monday. We got Overreaction Monday like we do each week. That'll be coming up in a little bit as well. But, I mean, there's no overreaction, Bart Scott, to what you are going to talk about as the – in a weekend of, what again, a lot of wows this weekend, a lot of oh my gods this weekend. Yep. The one thing you saw that really jumped off the page for you, before I do that, I want to let you know that my family's protected is yours. September is Life Insurance Awareness Month, and there's no better time to check this big item off your to-do list. So use SelectQuote. SelectQuote's been helping families for over 35 years. Quotes take only minutes and are totally free. Go to SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com. All right, I will shut up, and you will tell us the greatest thing you saw this weekend was?
Justin Tucker. Mm. Let me tell you something, man. You don't understand how hard it is, one, to kick 66 yards. I've seen guys try and do it with the little thing that holds the ball, and they run up to it like a kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
But look at his face, man. That ain't no kicker, man. That is a football player. Don't give me that kicker stuff. This dude is amazing, and what a weapon to have. Listen, we had Matt Stover for a while, and he was automatic. At that time, Matt Stover and Vanderjack, who later got all slithered up and started running his mouth about Peyton Manning, was the most accurate guy. When I'm talking about, like, listen, in Stover we trust, in Justin Tucker we trust, man. Mm. Let me tell you something. This dude has it. And not just it. Like, to be able to kick 66 yards for the game?
Yeah.
And guess what?
He's like the Aaron Rodgers of kickers. Like, he's got a cannon for a leg.
But the accuracy, right? Because remember Janikowski, right? He would kick and they would do all these crazy kicks at the end. He always shank them left and right. But this dude backed up. And the fact that he was only hitting from like 64 during warm-ups, let you know that, listen, and I was ready to smack the hell out of Sammy Watkins. Because, dude, what are you doing? It's 15 seconds. You trying to get more yardage? Get your ass out of bounds, dude. What, you ain't, who do you think you are? Like, and it shouldn't have to be 66 yards. You talk about execution in pivotal moments. Lamar Jackson, 4th and 16. Will you guys finally put some respect on this dude's name? Because guess what? The week before, he rallied and got his team back against Patrick Mahomes.
4th and 19.
Everybody talking crap about Lamar Jackson, his inability to throw. Do you see now? Do you see now what the hell he's throwing to?
Do you believe?
Hollywood Brown. Matter of fact, he ain't Hollywood. He is. He ain't Rodale Drive. I don't even know what the hell it's called. He Compton Jackson or whatever his name is. What was his last name?
I don't know where you're going.
Compton
with that.
Brown. He Compton Brown. I don't know what he Bollywood. He ain't no Hollywood. This dude dropped three. This game shouldn't even been close. This dude dropped three show enough touchdown passes. One hit him in his hands and then hit him in his face. The other one hit him in both fingers at the same time. Hit all 8 fingers and 2 thumbs. This dude can't catch a cold, butt naked, eating a peppermint patty on top of Mount Everest. Put some respect on Lamar Jackson's name.
It was Bateman, a 4th and 19 from the 16. The game was over. The game was over. 26 seconds to go. We're done. I mean, Dan Campbell, I know you're a Raven, so I know that part of you is going to have that passion.
My dad was crying.
But you're also from Detroit.
Yeah,
And this team, this franchise, Dan Campbell, I mean, they are biting kneecaps and they are fighting and clawing. And,
oh, they get knocked down. They get back up.
I mean, they are there. And you're thinking, we got them at 4th and 19 from From the 16.
From the 16.
It's a wrap, Bart Scott. A wrap. Oh, no. No.
Got him right where they want him.
I mean, a 36-yarder to Sammy. And I know, right, you weren't happy with the fact that he – but, I mean, it's just there it is. It's right there. And then a 66-yarder, another improbable where you think, all right, he's not going to make this right. And then you hear – doink. I mean, you hear the sound. Like, you hear it, and you're going –
You think,
remember the camera angle? I'm watching it. The camera angle's straight on.
Yeah.
So when you see the ball bounce,
you don't know
up,
if
you're
it's
going,
bouncing which way.
Is it no good? Like what happened? And then you just see them go.
It bounced
nuts.
Up, hit the net, and it's,
it
you
could
see,
have gone either
you
way.
You see the one Raven fan jump up. Then you see two Drake Raven fans in the end zone splatter. And guess what? My god brother was one of them. Because he almost got him about 25 scraps yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because he had my jersey on, my Raven jersey on. And it was like, not since 57. So, like, he has a picture with, like, two Lions fans,
oh,
not since. And they both had 57. And then 57, he had my jersey in the middle. You know what I'm saying? And let's just tell you, man, it takes, like, guts. And the fact that he was able to come through. I mean, listen, I've never done this. Never. When I say I've never done this, I have never, ever in my life, called and asked a kicker for a jersey. But I'm getting me a signed, authentic. I'm going to have him wear one, and I'm going to have the people give me an authentic Justin Tucker. He goes to my goon wall. He's going on my goon wall. And I don't listen. I'm not a dude like the back in the day that always wanted to exchange jerseys. I wasn't exchanging pleasantries. Hey, James Harrison, let's give me one of your jerseys. Hey, Chad Ochocinco.
No, but you.
Hey, Ward. Let me get Hines Ward. Let me get one of your jerseys. So listen, when I get somebody's jersey, it's because I respect them as a football player.
So
and
Justin
as a man.
Tucker is a jersey that you're going to be seeking now after that.
Yes.
All right. It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Let's hear from the man, Justin Tucker. On the record-setting field goal.
As soon as it left my foot, I knew it was going to have a chance, but I was short from 65 in pregame both ways. For whatever reason, I just couldn't, couldn't get the ball to just go. And thankfully, we found an extra yard and a half that I didn't have 3 hours before, and I'm grateful for that.
An extra yard and a half. Well, you also got a pretty good bounce. Now, on the other side, again, this is the agony of defeat after
so used to
after
it.
Such – I mean, for Dan Campbell, you got a feel for him after the way his team battled and to get a bounce to go against you at home.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know how to describe it. I didn't think it would make it. I know he can reach it if you kick it low. If you said that – they're going to kick a 66-yarder to win the game, you'd take those odds. But he made it. Kudos to him. They put themselves in position to do it, too. That's why you talk about is just, for them, it's how do we get one more opportunity to at least take a swing at this? Because that's why. That's what happens.
All right, that's Straight Talk, brought by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Now, earlier in the day, we saw a 61-yard attempt that was returned for a kick six. Arizona and Jacksonville, which was an amazing run back. And God bless Gus Johnson, by the way. Gus Johnson on the call, like when he's got a game, no matter what. I mean, it was
he always get Jacksonville.
He makes, but it doesn't matter. He makes it sound like I can't turn away from this game.
He's like Kevin Harlan, right?
We're doing basketball.
We're basketball. Yeah. Like the cat running up the. It don't matter. Whatever.
We had one of those too in the college game. But there was just something again. There was just something fantastic about the way he called it. But it's just on a same day. Where I think it was a 61, right? Wasn't it a 61?
Yeah, 61 attempt. And it was just disrespect by Kingsbury.
Oh, I felt like that was complete
arrogance. But guess what, though? Before we just talk about Kingsbury and say, oh, he's so arrogant. Remember, Prater is the one who has the record at 64 yards.
Yeah, yeah.
So adding, say we outside, maybe a gust of wind, get it, and 61 yards ain't really asking much. That's not even his personal best.
Yeah, well, we're talking about kickers. It's amazing kickers. We open a show about kickers.
No, we thought those dudes are football players.
But that's
those
right.
Other idiot dudes.
You're blocking
my
shot.
The dude in Minnesota that missed the day before, those are idiots. Those are kickers, right? Those are the ole, ole. Those are like the replacement players. We don't respect them. The dudes that's clutch like that, we respect those dudes. Those are football players. They can sit at the table. You don't understand. When we go into the lunchroom, the kickers sit at their own table. Today, when the Ravens are sitting there about to watch this film,
yeah,
not like hey they haven't been doing it. Hey, Sam, Justin, come eat with the peoples. When the long snapper get up, hey man, if you don't take your ass back over there, what the hell you doing? Ain't nobody call you.
All right, let's get to Chris Mortensen, who joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. As Mort does each week.
I bet
week.
You Morty was jacked up, too. I mean, Morty was jacked up.
We began the show, Mort, after everything that we saw on Another Entertaining Sunday. We began it with kickers. But I mean, after what Bart saw with Justin Tucker, he walked in the studio fired up about that kick. What did you get out of that moment?
Well, first of all, I'm so glad I was listening to this five-minute opening, because it was the stuff on the Ravens and Hollywood Brown and Sammy Watkins and Lamar Jackson was one of the greatest rips I've seen, ever heard. I do take exception on one thing about Lamar Jackson with Bart. But let me say this. The kicking thing, I got to correct you right now. Cliff Kingsbury had Matt Prater try a 68-yarder.
68, okay.
Outdoors, and oh, by the way, and of course it's going to be a kick six. Because why? We all know why. Number one, because you're going to have to be a lower trajectory.
Yeah.
You're outdoors, and a lower trajectory means you've got to have great protection up front with your line, which means you've got a lot of big, slow guys up there. So if it doesn't reach it, yeah, somebody's got a chance to take it back all the way, and Jamal Agnew did there, certainly for the Jaguars. And but as far as Justin Tucker goes, yeah, listen, everybody was thrilled. And first of all, he's already, like, you know, the greatest kicker ever, statistically at the very least. And that was remarkable. And I love what he said in pregame. He knew he could go 64 and a half yards or something, you know, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
Whatever it was. And how he got that extra yard and a half. I think John Harbaugh told me, sent me a text replying to mine saying, boy, God is good. You know?
Hey, Morty, I thought I was watching Men of Honor. Damn it, Cookie, I want my 12. He was saying that.
Exactly.
I mean, find that extra yard. I don't want no excuses. Damn it, Cookie, I want my 12.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it gets me jacked up, man, to see people come through.
What do you think of the other part of the controversy, which, as you know, the back judge is in charge of the clock.
Yeah, Morty.
And when the clock hits zero, what's allowable is an extra second.
Yes.
The clock hits zero, and then the back judge looks to see if the ball snaps. So really you get an extra second.
And a half.
In this case, it looked like it might have been a second. This might have been 2 seconds or a second and a half. And, you know, listen, it's something that Dan Campbell said. Look, an apology from the league doesn't do any good. I got news for you. The league does actually not apologize when they miss a call or people think it. They will say they'll acknowledge that the call was missed. But behind the scenes, hey, you know, they grade the officials. They do this. But they don't issue any apology to a team because coaches started telling the media all the time, yeah, we got a letter of apology from the league. They stopped that a long, long time ago.
Mm-hmm. How about tell your defender to match up and find the guy behind you and don't be jumping? How about sit there and do that? Do your job. Listen, we saw some bad execution. Listen, I don't understand. First of all, like, in situational football, guys going to try and have game-winning drives for field goals. We saw Crosby do it with Green Bay. Listen, first of all, yep, you don't even have to touch Davante Adams. He can't give himself up. You could have waited for him to get up.
Yeah, that one.
Then when you touch him, don't touch him. Lay on top of him. Jump on top of him.
Yeah.
Yes, and then make him have to get up. You allowed him to get up, hand the ball to the referee so they can spot the ball. That is dumb execution. And D'Amico Ryans, I love him. Listen, we played at the same time. He was a tremendous player. I'm happy to have him being a defense coordinator. But why the hell you got two linebackers out there when there's no threat of run? I would have put 7 defensive backs out there. I would have jammed them at the line of scrimmage, not allowing them there, and I would have had 2 free robbers for wherever he threw the ball. Of course Warner is going to come up short. Linebackers always come up short because they're not used to playing the ball. They don't have hops because they're not used to jumping backwards. They don't have depth perception.
Bart, that was
Aaron Rodgers made an amazing throw. It's amazing because you had idiot defenders out there.
Go ahead, Mark.
Aaron did make an amazing throw, but this is why – you know, experienced coaches and really the best coaches practice and preach situational football. And situational football is exactly what you're talking about in that play. But not only that, but on Jimmy Garoppolo's touchdown pass to Kyle Juszczyk, maybe he didn't know that was going to be a touchdown.
Yeah.
But I think there were 8 seconds left on the play clock.
Almost 12. Right. Actually, yeah, 10 maybe? Like, it was a lot more than
time is not an issue.
Or something like that when he had the ball snapped. Now, sometimes when a quarterback sees the look that he wants to get that ball snapped. But that's just one of those things you review the next day in terms of situationally. You know, we could have saved. Maybe Aaron never gets the time to make that throw. So that's situational football, and that's something that great teams do.
Morty, as a defensive player, man, listen, if you scored a touchdown, all I got to do is defend 37 seconds, and I'm supposed to be a top-notch defense, man, that's on me. I don't care. You score when you need to score. Like, I've been in that situation 1,000 times. And I tell you what, if it would have been any defense I've ever been on, Ed Reed would have took that little dig to the house because we'd have been waiting for that deep dig. Like, it's not understanding. Guys come up short and they clamp up when football situations get tight, and guys that are great quarterbacks always know where guys are going to clinch up at because they understand the clock. They say, oh, well, he's not going to throw it to the middle. He's going to throw it to the outside. Wrong.
Right.
All right, Moore, with that in mind, the 49ers lose that game. In a game where they look like they were very much in control, they lose that game. Seattle loses. Arizona just keeps winning. But then you see what the Rams do. What kind of message do you think the Rams sent with that win yesterday against Brady, against the Bucs, not only in their division but in the NFC?
I think most people thought the Rams would win the game. They did. They actually beat Tampa last year in Tampa.
Yep.
And Antonio Brown wasn't playing for the Buccaneers, and we could say, well, you know, Antonio Brown isn't what he used to be. Actually, if we've been watching correctly, he has been in the first two games what he used to be. I don't think it's a good statement game for the Rams. I think if they had lost, it would have been a greater concern. Hmm. But I think they took care of business. But it's week three. And, you know, I think making a declaration that's it, you know, a lot of things happen between now and week 17. But I do know this much for the Rams. It was a great win. They finally got Deshaun Jackson the ball. We know that Sean McVay is now taking some type of amphetamines or he's on steroids. And I'm just kidding, Sean.
He's all fired up, though.
Because his sprint.
Careful.
His
that's
sprint,
on film.
I think his sprint down the sidelines. I think he might have beaten Deshaun Jackson in a 40, and that would be saying something.
Hey, he better ask Leon Lett what happens when coaches start to get active and pull that hamstring. You don't want to be like Leon. But I tell you what, though, one thing about that, that's something that if they're on a collision course to see each other again, that's something that Bruce Arians is going to put on there. That's something that Todd Bowles, he may have given them just enough to have a chip on their shoulder. And listen, I know it's all about Deshaun Jackson staying healthy because he gives them something that they've never had. The ability to stretch the football field, and Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods, who are great intermediate route runners, can really work underneath. And I love the tight end Higbee because they use him like Gronk, all these tight end screens and things like that, getting him matched up against tight ends. But listen, Morty, I don't know if you knew this, but it was felony assault charges filed today. This is breaking news right here. I think that Justin Fields have filed felony assault charges on the entire Cleveland Browns organization. Is that more about the kid not being ready, or is this about Matt Nagy not putting a game plan together, understanding what he had? Because if this is what Fields looks like behind this offensive line, I would put Nick Foles in and not let my young rookie quarterback be a sacrificial lamb.
I think we have some analysts who have gone over the top in their criticism of Matt Nagy, even if he deserves some. And he acknowledged after the game that he deserves some. If you don't think he had a game plan in for Justin Fields, so I heard somebody say today they were running Andy Dalton's offense. No, they weren't. And I talked to Jeff Saturday about this, who looked at the game film and everything. Listen, Cleveland and Myles Garrett, they dominated a bad Bears offensive line. Moving the pocket wouldn't have done any good. They would have dragged his butt down anyway. They tried to max protect, and guess what? It didn't work. There were times when somebody was wide open on a crosser where Justin didn't see it. He only started under 2 years at Ohio State. It was less than two seasons because of COVID last year. These guys, I mean, like Justin Herbert, no, he spoiled it for a lot of people, but he played 4 years at Oregon. You know, college football reps matter, but here's the other thing. But if you have an offensive line, there's a reason why Justin Fields wasn't thrown out there, that they had a different plan for him. And I think that, you know, listen, it was a bad look, but I think if people don't recognize that it's not easy to play quarterback in this league, and it's especially not easy if you're a rookie quarterback in this league. And yes, Justin Herbert is an exceptional talent last year, what he did. He also had three first-round draft picks to throw to, you know, and still has two of them left in Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. Last year he had Hunter Henry, too. But what I'm saying is I really think this was about the Cleveland Browns and it also about Justin not being ready. And, by the way, his offensive line not being ready to handle what the Browns threw at him.
Yeah, and that is certainly in Chicago, of course. They just want to have someone to blame right now. But if you look around the league, look at all of the quarterbacks that were taken in the first round. One's not really playing, and the rest of them had a struggle. All the rest of them have a struggle right now.
Would we have 12 interceptions and 19 sacks?
It feels like that, right? Like it was unbelievable. Yeah, it was a
12. Brady Bowl this week.
12 interceptions.
We got Brady Bowl this week.
Yes, all right. Before we let you go, Mark, we do have to ask you about that because the next time we talk to you, we'll be after the fact. So Bill Belichick already talking about it. Brady already talking about it. What are we looking forward to in that matchup?
I think we're looking forward to it. To be honest with you, I think we're looking forward to seeing how the fans are going to react because, you know, in terms of the two teams, I don't think it's really a matchup yet. I mean, the Patriots are still trying to find their way. I mean, you know, listen, we can talk about Mac Jones not being ready, but, you know, I went back and looked at Tom Brady's first two games, and he was in his second year in the league at the time. He threw for 168 yards and then 68 yards in the second game. Tom Brady didn't become Tom Brady we know 5 years later until he got some time in, and they played defense. But they had some studs on defense, the Patriots did way back then.
Yep.
But I think the way they left it, and everybody now realizing that there was a rift, certainly as Tom Brady felt towards Belichick, that, you know, fans have had, you know, we'll see how the fans react, because otherwise, I mean, we expect the Buccaneers to go in there and take care of business.
Mort, always great to talk to you. Great stuff as always. Thanks so much for the insight.
Kickers are people.
I got to go
too,
back
Morty.
And listen to Bart again at the start of the show here.
Right. Kickers are people too, Morty.
He always brings the energy. All right, Chris Mortensen giving us that straight talk. Straight talk wireless, no contract, no compromise. It's Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, Bart and Hahn coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. So coming up, your calls at 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And this question. All right, so we know 17-0 now is off the table for Tampa. But how about being the favorites of the NFC? Is that also now off the table? We will discuss with you after Bart tells us about ZipRecruiter.
How great is it when you get a chance to choose your favorite movie to watch? Well, ZipRecruiter invites you to apply, let you pick your favorites from the best candidates. ZipRecruiter sends you qualified candidates, and you can easily invite your top choices to apply for your job. Lauren Webb, SVP of Talent Acquisitions in Midola Health, raves about ZipRecruiter invite to apply. She loves that the feature because you can have much higher success through rate if you invite your candidates. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/BART to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BART.
We're talking about our idiot kicker.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. A Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide. And you can get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299. No contract. All in America's best network. Straight Talk Wireless 5G capable device required. Actual availability. Coverage and speed, of course, may vary. So what we learned yesterday at the very top of the league is that Tom Brady and the Bucs can get got. And as you heard Mort say, it wasn't a surprise. I mean, you know, especially not for you. You've been on that train when it comes to Matthew Stafford since the trade happened. Like you were saying, the Rams are the team to beat, and Matthew Stafford is the guy you're chasing for MVP. You've said that from the very beginning. But it's still, I didn't anticipate that game would be as, I mean, I know, what was it, 10 point, right?
Like, yeah,
I thought it would be a little bit more of a
like
nail biter.
Like 17 point, really.
Yeah, it felt like, right. It just, it didn't feel. It felt like it should have been a lot more of a nail biter, like Mason Crosby kicking a field goal to win it kind of ending, like we saw last night. Like, I wanted,
no
I really
JPP,
was expecting
no
that.
AB. That makes a big difference.
Okay.
It does.
Okay.
But I still think that they still can have the ability to blow them out. I only concern I have with the Rams is that Sonny Michel looks slow.
Ooh.
67 yards. He looks slow. I think they need somebody that's more well-rounded and gifted in the pass game. I can see them. Listen, if they're all in, listen, they pushed all their chips to the middle of the table. They need to try and make a late acquisition, late push for somebody that's a disgruntled running back that may be able to add some pop. They need to find somebody like that.
All right. Well, Tom Brady, of course, they were talking about the perfect season, giving it another try. Okay, that's already off the table.
Yeah, it didn't take
3 weeks in. Didn't take long at all, did you? Tom Brady, now they're at that point of, of course, evaluating everything.
I think we're all going to, just really look hard to evaluate, every part of what we're doing. So, I mean, it's never really good enough in football. I think that, those guys up front are trying to create space, and the backs are trying to run hard. And, again, when you get out of losing all game, basically, you're forced into more throwing than probably we'd want. But, obviously the throwing needs to be better. All around offense needs to be better, more production in the red area. Try to kick too many field goals, need to be better on third down. So we definitely had some opportunities to make some plays out there to help the team win, just didn't get it done.
All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Remember, we'll do overreaction Monday at 1 o'clock. We'll be looking for your overreactions for your team then. But also, of course, are we overreacting to this game? Does it change, the very top of the NFC? That's on that side of it. Now, the other side of it is this one. The other team that talked about running the table, Patrick Mahomes, remember he said 20-0?
My homeboy.
All right, so there's another one. And now, never mind 20-0, how about last place? Your last place Kansas City Chiefs? Mm. That's a reality? It is. And Mahomes talked about being at a place that he's not used to, the bottom of the division.
I think we'll be ready for the challenge really early in the season. Obviously, we haven't had many of these since I've been playing quarterback here. We're behind all these teams in our division. But the bright spot is we got a long season to go, so it's just going to be how we respond and how we go to work every single day.
See, that's the other thing. Add the extra wild card. Add the extra game.
Yeah.
The first 3 weeks aren't as impactful as they used to be.
Set the table, though.
That's 16 games, 2 wild cards. There's a lot of percentages about being 0-3, also 3-0.
You know what's real? What's real is injury bug. And we know everybody's going to get hit with it at different times. And the thing is, with as bad as Kansas City has looked on defense, imagine if they lose Frank Clark. Imagine if they lose Tyrann Mathieu. Imagine if they lose Chris Jones.
Yeah.
If they lose any one of those guys, a bad defense gets even worse. So that's the thing, right? Margin of error, because this is a team that stacked the deck on the offensive side of the ball. They're saying, hey, we're going to give Mahomes everything that he needs. But defensively, they have no margin for error. So that's the big thing, right? Because we know that this season is going to be a battle of attrition. And it's not about who's your first star. Look, Baltimore's already had to deal with it. I would say and argue, outside of yesterday, their offense has done a great job. But imagine how many yards they rushed for with having guys only been in the building and getting a playbook like 2 weeks ago. And they still rushed for 200 yards, right? So what teams can adjust when the injury bug hits? Now Tampa's going to have to deal with it, right? They already have a cornerback with the elbow dislocated. They're thin at cornerback. They're trying to piece it together. You see teams doing that. So what teams can endure the injury bug early and late in the season?
Yeah, and that's obviously with the longer season, it's certainly going to feel like it. Again, 7 playoff teams, but now you just have the one bye as well, which for older teams, you definitely want that. I mean, that's really what you'd love to have instead
COVID,
of having to go through.
And COVID, too.
And keep that in mind, certainly,
because
as well.
COVID.
All right, so as we look at what we've got, the schedule, right? Yeah. I mean, sorry, the standings right now, and as we're through 3 weeks until, of course, tonight's game with the Cowboys and the Eagles, which if you saw what Washington and the Giants did yesterday – that division all of a sudden looks like, if you're the Cowboys, don't mess around. Take care of business. And the Eagles want to say, no, you're going to have to deal with us. So that makes tonight so compelling. We'll get more into tonight's game later on in the show. But tell me this, Bart. We've got a bunch of 3-0 teams.
Yeah.
Who is, let's go on the street. Which one is legit and which one is Fugazi? Okay?
Okay.
So we've got two in the West, NFC West. You got the Cardinals and the Rams. We already mentioned the Rams.
Yeah.
Arizona now again. I mean, Jacksonville you know, gave them a little bit of a fight, and then just second half, forget about it.
They should have lost last week to Minnesota.
And exactly right. They do get the advantage of that. So 2-3-0 teams there. All right, I'll give you those two. And then there's, of course, the Carolina Panthers, who'd they really play, of course, is a question. And then there's the Raiders, who it took two overtime games to get to 3-0. Both times they won in overtime, they're Raiders at 3-0.
Should have lost to the Raiders.
The Broncos, speaking of who the hell have they played, the Broncos are 3-0. Again, you play a schedule, it's not their fault.
Yeah.
The defense looks tremendous. Teddy Bridgewater looks fantastic. They're 3-0. So I just gave you Broncos, the Raiders, Panthers, and then the two West teams, Carolina, Cardinals, and the Rams. Who's legit? Who's Fugazi?
I would say the most vulnerable team on that is probably the Carolina Panthers, simply because they haven't played many people. But Sam Darnold's playing well. Without McCaffrey, J.C. Horn got hurt, but they made a trade to try and put
– which is a real interesting trade because they really liked – Dan Arnold, the tight end, they liked him, but they just traded him to Jacksonville for C.J. Henderson to cover up their issues at corner.
Right, and then when J.C. Horn comes back, they have to realize, they have to figure out if this is more of a Quentin Williams broken foot or is this a Liz Frank. If this is a Liz Frank, then that means he's going to be out for the whole season. But if he comes back, now look at what you have. C.J. Henderson's been on the trading block for the last, for the majority of the year.
Right.
And nobody was really ready to give up proper compensation. Now, giving up an offensive weapon because you feel like you have – offensive weapons to spare. You feel like you have more. You have Robbie Anderson. You have Christian McCaffrey when he comes back. So you just got to try and make do. But, you know, the fact that J.C. Horn is hurt allows him to continue to play at a high level defensively, gives him that lockdown type of corner. Remember, you know, C.J. Henderson was an early first-round draft pick from Florida a couple of years ago.
Just shows you Matt Rhule and company. They're looking at this 3-0 start, and they're saying, no, let's not mess around. Because they really liked Arnold a lot. I mean, you could tell. He was a – and Sam Darnold liked him a lot. Now, the Panthers coming up, Cowboys – Eagles, Vikings, and then Giants, Falcons. So
they can easily win three or four of those games, which puts them at 6-2. I mean, and which puts them right in the thick of things, right? We don't know really what
the Saints are. NFC East,
we don't really know what the Saints are. We know what Tampa is.
They've got the. This is really interesting. The two of their last three games are against the Bucs.
Yeah.
You know, like the Panthers. All right, so you say the Panthers you don't buy. So who's the one you buy out of those?
I didn't buy.
Who's Fugazi, who's for real?
Yeah, I would say if I had to pick a Fugazi one, they would have to be the Fugazi one. I believe in Teddy Bridgewater. Whenever you can play defense like that,
so you
can
run the ball.
I believe in the Broncos. I always believed in the Broncos. That's why Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers wanted to go there. Yeah, the Rams are legit. Rams.
Okay.
And
the Cardinals are the other one.
Cardinals could be a little bit Fugazi. Just because I don't know, you know, what they are long term. I thought this defense would be more dominant, but they wasn't as dominant against, you know,
Jacksonville.
I thought they would be more dominant. I thought that would be like it wouldn't even be a game for a minute. It was a game. I know one was because, you know, the kick return. Mm-hmm. You know, but you look at what Lawrence was able to get some action, got a touchdown pass. He was able to move the ball a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah, we're going to talk about the rookies because it's not just Justin Fields.
It's a hard knock life.
Oh, my God. Again, the question is, of course, is that the right way to go? Just throw him in the lake and say swim? Or is the Mahomes method the way to go?
Depending, of course,
on what you have around you.
But how many
you.
People can really do the Mahomes method? You know who can do the Mahomes method? San Francisco.
Well, I think Chicago wanted to. Man. But that is the question. Look, young quarterbacks are definitely struggling in today's NFL. You're seeing it, and that is going to be part of the question. It's Barton Hahn. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Your calls again. So which 3-0 team is legit? Which is Fugazi? You tell us. And also coming up, did you see what happened? I know there's a lot going on last night. But did you see what the Yankees just did in Fenway?
Oh, now you want to talk Yankees.
Well, you have to.
Now you want to talk Giancarlo.
Because you have to.
Oh, now you want to talk about Clutch.
Because
now
you
he's
have
had
to.
His Yankee moment. But now here's you
the
love
thing.
Him.
Here's the thing. They've won six in a row. They have swept the Red Sox. But with what's left in this season, as they are in the first wild card, do you trust them yet? We'll explain why. Not just yet. But I am watching. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN+.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
The pitch. Swing and a ball ripped out towards center field. That's going to touchdown for a hit. Bang against the wall. In to score is LeMahieu. In to score is Rizzo. Judge into second. Slides in, pumps his fist, and the Yankees have a 4-3 lead.
Oh, that wasn't the end of it, though, as Giancarlo Stanton then just hit another moonshot at Fenway Park. Stanton goes for 10 RBI and 3 home runs in the 3-game series. The Yankees went into this series trailing the Red Sox. They had to sweep it to go ahead of them in the wild card standings. They now have the first wild card, which is important, Bart, because you would host the wild card game.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at this and you say, all right, they took care of business. And you go into Fenway. I mean, again, that's a big rivalry weekend, wild weekend of games. I mean, the back and forth. And it looked like the Yankees made a couple of terrible fielding plays that was handing the Red Sox the game. And then the next inning, the Red Sox just, you know, follow suit and make the same mistakes.
Yeah.
I mean, some base running errors. Just
fundamentals, man.
Base running mistakes. A lot of things that just were weird. Tyler Wade tried to steal second. It was the most awkward slide. For a guy who's very athletic, very awkward slide. Like, the whole thing was bizarre.
Went around and, yeah!
Yeah. But, of course, right before Judge hits that I believe it was a double.
Yeah.
That scored two. Joe West called. It was a dropped. It was a foul tip into the glove for the third strike. But it fell. In the exchange, the ball fell to the ground, and they still ended up. Joe West, still the home plate umpire, called it a said that he dropped the ball. So the at bat continued.
Yeah,
it was a wrong call. But that just worked to the Yankees' favor. It's just a bizarre night and a bizarre game.
It was a fire drill that
paused the game for a while. It was nuts.
Alan, you're dancing around the question. Are you back on the boat? Are you back on the boat?
Here's the thing.
Schedules matter.
Now, are you
back on the boat?
Now, Bart, today's the day for doing, and the Yankees got it done at least this weekend. All right, and that is brought to you by the Home Depot. With everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, easier, welcome to today's Home Depot, how do is get more done. So they won 6 straight, and their probability to make the playoffs jumped to 81%. But they still play the Blue Jays. They still play the Rays. And both the Red Sox and the Blue Jays have the Orioles in some formation over the next couple of days. So do I believe? Am I all in? Part of me feels like this was going to be the best that it gets, sweeping the Red Sox.
A lot of scar tissue, man. With you,
there is a lot of scar tissue.
Man.
Yes, it's hard to buy in because they do this. They fluctuate. They look so
good. You're back in with the 13-game winning streak. Now they're back on.
Here's the question: do the Rays want the Yankees in because they know they can beat them?
I don't mess around with them.
Rays say, no, we're not going to try to ruin their day because we want to face them because we know we can beat them. We'll discuss all that coming up. Plus, Week 3 ends tonight. What are some of the biggest overreactions so far? We'll discuss next. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.